You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. Going to play some Junkie Shootout on a game show Wednesday, which is brought to you by MGM National Harbor. MGM's poker room is now open. Health and safety protocols, including plexiglass, limited to 7 players, no spectators allowed. They are all in place, but head on over to MGM National Harbor, and you might win big like Cakes did, actually, pre-pandemic. I think his chips are still in a safe there at MGM National Harbor.
By the way, I'm just bitter because, speaking of money, I just heard on the news that you can file, because I owe in taxes this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they extended the debt. It's usually April 15th. They extended it to July 15th. Mm-hmm. And I just heard on the news that you can file for another extension to October 15th.
Kick the can down the road even more?
Just kick it down the road. Just kick it. But it's too late because my wife already sent it off.
Right.
I'm so bitter.
Well,
Eric,
they're going to get your money at some point.
I'm very bitter right now.
All right. We are playing Junkie Shootout. 800-636-1067 is the number. You have to answer 3 random trivia questions in a row. If you do so, you win a $25 gift card to Paisano's, courtesy of Paisano's, where you can buy one large pizza and get a second large pizza free. You can get details at thefandc.com/contest. Who's our first contestant?
Let's go to Chris in Falls Church. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, Chris. Hey, first buddy. Question will come from me. Harrison Ford starred as Dr. Richard Kimble in this classic thriller.
The Fugitive.
It's The Fugitive. Do we want to go one caller at a time, EB, or do you think we should roll through it? Probably easier to just do one caller at a time.
Probably one caller at a time, because you never know.
All right, who's got the second question?
All right, I got one. Mine are going to be mostly Corona, because I'm the Corona king. I think that would be funny.
Are you talking Corona beer or coronavirus?
Maybe I'll put in a Corona beer question.
I think too. You're wearing your sports. Corona beer pullover, right?
Yeah, my man Bobby needs to send your boy some. He's sending Lurch beer. Shocker, Lurch is getting beer sent to him for his trip, which is just hilarious.
Calculated, my friend.
Nobody's more calculated and more planned. Yeah. I usually show up at my vacation destination and then realize I have no beer.
And then just
Jason
buy it.
Thinks about it, you know, weeks in advance.
Well, if you knew how expensive it is to buy alcohol on the island that I'm going to,
yeah,
you would understand why I'm doing that.
Dude, it's expensive at the beach. It's ridiculous.
He's
really
probably
bringing
those minis he has that we got hooked with months ago.
You think those are long gone?
You pummeled those minis. I have so many minis, I never use them.
Oh, ship them.
No, I should use them. You bring up a good point. All right, here you go. All Corona, all the time. The Corona King. What company?
No, you didn't.
You got
know
the first.
Something like
you got
that.
The first part right.
So you got the first part. It's not good enough.
Bitter.
Yeah. Novavax.
Novavax.
I don't care about Pfizer or any of these other companies or any other their terrible vaccines. We only care about Novavax around here.
Correct.
Right.
I know I do.
Until then, we'll just wear 10 masks.
You do even more.
All right. Yeah. Junkie Shootout, who's up next?
All right. Let me see here. Danny in Arlington. Danny, what's up?
All right. I think this
hey,
is
what's up, guys?
Danny, I think this is kind of a difficult. I'm going to do all sports questions, shocker. I think this is kind of difficult for question number one, but if you've been paying attention, you might know this. All right, so the NBA restart is scheduled for July 30th in Orlando. There are 2 games that night, one at 6:30 and one at 9. Can you give me either matchup?
Wizards versus Nets.
That is incorrect.
I'm not even sure, and I'm an NBA mark. I know
incorrect.
The Lakers involved. I'd go Lakers-Clippers.
Yes, very good. That's the 9 o'clock tip, and the first game is Zion. They're going to have
right,
the Jazz play the Pelis, and that's the 6:30 game. That's the opener.
Right, got to answer three questions in a row when you hear somebody get shot. That opens up the line at 800-636-1067. Who's next?
All right, let's go to, is it Dan in Reston? Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys, yeah. Dan, number two.
All right. Dan, number two.
Dan in Reston. Mine are all movie questions. Johnny Depp starred alongside Al Pacino as an FBI undercover agent who infiltrates the mob in this classic movie.
Donnie Brasco, great movie.
It is Donnie Brasco. One down, two to go. Second question from EB.
All right. All Corona, all the time. According to the CDC, within, let's say, 3 million, how many tests have been conducted in the U.S. so far for COVID-19? I think this is a fair question.
Gosh.
How many tests within 3 million?
It's a pretty good margin of error.
Right? I'll even give you 4 million.
I'll say 40 million tests.
Wow. He Googled it. 41 million. I know you Googled it, but you did well.
You can kind of hear him typing in the background.
You definitely Googled it.
I watched the Today Show every day. They talked about that today, actually.
All right. Well, look, here comes the ball buster question from Jason for the win.
Oh.
Doesn't have to be. Look, we have two gift cards.
I don't know if this
Paisanos.
Is a ball buster.
Okay, make it fair.
This is a gaff question for you. Okay. According to my site that I always go to, I wager all the time on betus.com, who is the favorite to win the Memorial Tournament this week? He's 9-1.
I want to say Tiger, but I'm going to say DeChambeau because he's bombing it.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Congratulations. You get a $25 gift card to Paisanos. We love Paisanos. Right now, you can buy one large pizza, get a second large pizza free at Paisanos. You can get details at thefandc.com/contest. All right, who's up next? We have one more gift card to give away.
All right, let's go to Craig in Alexandria. Craig.
Hey, boys.
Hey, buddy.
Craig, name the actor. His resume includes the TV show Parks and Rec and the movie Guardians of the Galaxy.
No clue, but I got a name for you. The Washington District.
Nobody cares about you.
No one cares about the name. It's not going to be that.
EB, do you know? Entertainment guru. So
what's the question again?
He starred in Parks and Recreation on TV and the movie Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians in the Galaxy wouldn't even register in my brain.
And I think he's married to he was married to Anna Faris.
What's the initial?
CP.
What is it?
CP.
Yeah, I don't. Chris Pine.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Hey, you found out another CP. All right, who's up next?
We already got rid of that dude. We already got rid of Craig. All right, Harold in Fairfax.
Need to refresh.
Good morning, guys.
800-636-1067. You're going to play Junkie Shootout. One gift card left. This question from EB for Harold.
Oh, for me? All right. Valdez, I'm going to need your help on this one, pal. Name one golfer on the PGA Tour that has tested positive for COVID.
It's only a few.
Ooh, we did mention one earlier on the show, if you were an astute listener.
Former Junkies guest.
Yeah, he was also a weekend guest with me and Bish a few weeks ago.
Oh, did he make two appearances? Was it a live thing or you replayed
it? It was live.
Oh, really? Oh,
no. Most of them are live.
You got a guess? Come on. It doesn't take that long to Google it.
Yeah, let me see if I can name. So Denny McCarthy is the one that we had on the show. You guys mentioned the group Was somebody's name like Piney or something like that?
Nick Watney.
Watney.
Oh, Watney.
Nick Watney.
Was it Cameron right. Champ?
Cameron Champ, although his turned out to be a false positive because he took three more the next
are we,
day.
Are we also doing people who've bowed out because their caddies have tested positive?
Well, I don't think so. Like no. Grant McDowell, those guys, yeah. Grant McDowell, no.
And then,
no,
like,
just guys themselves.
And was it Chase Koepka pulling out?
Chase Koepka pulled out. Brooks
now
pulled
you're just
out.
Showing off
you've,
all
got,
these.
You've got Dylan Fratelli.
Yeah, Fratelli.
Yeah, Devin, right, Dylan.
Let's go to Mary Ellen in Ashburn.
You love my category.
For Jace.
Hey, Jason, don't hurt me, man.
Ooh. All right.
That's Mary Ellen.
All right, so we've talked about this a few times. Can you tell me what leagues have decided to move their football schedules to the spring? There's at least a couple.
Oh, man.
There's a very popular one.
Come on, we talked about this.
A lot of really good schools in this league. I can't give
sorry,
you any more
Mary
hints
Ellen.
Than that.
It's also a type of plant. Ivy.
Also the Patriot.
Right.
Yep.
Patriot League.
All right, who's up next?
All the leagues where my daughter's interested in playing, they're all Dunsky. Unbelievable.
We're coming back in the spring, potentially.
Let's hope.
Maybe.
Let's go to Dan in Bristow. Dan.
What's up, guys?
Dan, hey, name the movie where Billy Bob Thornton was taxing Halle Berry.
Oh, my God. Stumped. Have a good day, fellas.
You guys all remember right, Monsters Ball?
Yes. Well,
I don't know if I ever saw that.
You always love the rumors.
Is he rumored to have really attacked it during the filming?
EB is always fascinated.
I mean, that's a trigger right there. Whenever you say Monsters Ball. Well, you anytime you
mention, yeah.
Well, no, because he knows I'm going to bring up the one, like I think it's Wild Orchid with right. Mickey Rourke and who was it? Lisa Bonet.
Yes.
Right?
No. I think that was Angel Heart.
Was it? What Wild about
Orchid was it Angel like, Heart?
I want to say Wild Orchid might be Cary Otis. I don't know who the co-star was, but Angel Heart was the one with Lisa Bonet.
I think that's
Original yeah. Sin. Was that another one too, where everyone thought? Was it Antonio
they had,
Banderas
really had sex,
sex
on camera? Yeah.
Wild Orchid was Mickey Rourke, Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, well, yeah, but
okay.
No,
which
but
one was it?
When Bisset's Mickey the Rourke, older lady, though. Is there another lady listed as the
main? I think Mickey Rourke allegedly had sex with Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, that's Angel Heart.
Well, Angel Heart and the filming of that one, right? Because Mickey Rourke is just
the rumors.
I don't know. Go to Mr. Skin and let me know.
By the way, Halle Berry's been divorced.
I love that rumor.
Four times. She's
been what?
Divorced four times. She's a nightmare.
Well, maybe she just has terrible taste in dudes. You can't just go with the most handsome guy. The guy's got to have a little personality.
Well,
and definitely Cary Otis was the younger love interest in Wild Orchid.
Oh, Cary Otis.
Oh, I think Jack Wild Orchid is the one, though. Bag. Maybe it's Cary Otis is the one that he allegedly had sex with.
I just know you've always been fascinated by that.
Well, isn't that fascinating?
It's
like you're like a real director. It's like you're Ron Howard or something, and all of a sudden your star is like...
They're actually doing it. They're method acting, Evie. It's method acting.
Oh, man. I mean, you literally could go to jail for something like that.
All right, we didn't get a second winner, so we will play the ever-popular Caller 10 game. Caller 10 now at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with that $25 gift card to Paisano's, where you can buy one large pizza, get a second large pizza free. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest. Coming up next, Brady Quinn will join us as we talk some NFL and college football.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can always use that rewind feature on the radio.com app. It's fantastic. We touched base with Jake Russell and Lake Lewis Jr. earlier on the show. If you missed those interviews, you can hit that rewind feature. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Brady Quinn, NFL college football analyst. He's got the Third and Goal Foundation, which makes homes handicap accessible for wounded veterans, provides educational resources to help veterans get their education, which is a great cause. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing all right.
Okay.
How have the last several months?
Just okay.
How have the last several months been for the Quinn family? How have things been going?
We've been doing well. Look, I've got three girls. One is about to turn four. We had our middle child, Tegan, just turned two, and then we had a newborn about 5 months
congrats.
Ago. So we're right in the thick of that. But you know, honestly, you know, it's actually been great. This time of year is usually a little bit more down for me anyway. So just getting to spend a little bit more quality time with them before hopefully football season starts back up, and I'll probably have to start getting on the road and be a lot busier.
Yeah, but if your four-year-old is like my three-year-old, the big adjustment was, like, my three-year-old would have ballet on Mondays, swimming on Wednesday, soccer on Friday. Like, they haven't had activities and you know, interaction with other kids for months until recently.
Yeah, no, that was initially a bit of an issue. I think for us, you know, once my wife had kind of put together a game plan as to, you know, what other, you know, parents felt comfortable, you know, what other parents had quarantined long enough, weren't showing symptoms, not traveling, all that stuff. To have the kids play together. So she's had her opportunity. She's got to go out there and play and be involved. And probably the biggest thing is we're lucky. I mean, we live in South Florida, so everyone's got a pool down here. So they've been spending a lot of pool time. Our four-year-old's been learning how to swim, which is a good way of tying her out, but obviously a pretty good life skill as well.
You have a pool at your house?
Yeah. I think it's almost a prerequisite here down in South Florida. You pretty much have to have a pool in the back of your house, otherwise you're not going to be able to make it through the summers.
Does it have
one of those screens?
Yeah. Do you have that?
We have a little temporary fence that's kind of up and down depending on the time of year for us. And then we've also got this big net that goes across, which, to be honest with you, it's funny. Our middle child, Tegan, just turned two. She is more mystified by it. Like, she'll actually want to go over to the pool when the net's on, put her hand in and, like, drop toys in and do all sorts of different things. And then when the net's off, she wants nothing to do with the pool. You know, she's trying to learn how to swim as well. But, you know, at this age, it's more her just kind of learning how to float and her just kind of learning how to make sure she holds her breath when she goes underwater and isn't drinking water.
Right. Do you guys have a balance beam already for the kids?
We get asked that a decent amount.
I would think so. Your wife was an Olympic gymnast.
Yeah, we actually do have a small one that our eldest, Sloan, does jump on from time to time. I think he put it away for a little bit just because our middle child, Tegan's much more courageous. So she'll try to jump on that thing anytime she wants. It's probably not overly safe. But, yeah, we do have a balance beam. I'm not exactly sure how big our girls will be. My wife's tiny, but I'm a little bit bigger. So
yeah,
we'll
you're
going to
muck up the genes there. You're mucking up the female gene pool. They might be too tall.
It's funny. When we got married, my wife said, it's just marrying me for my genes because she wants more height and all that. I don't think she thought down the road if we're going to have girls, if they want to be gymnasts, it may actually be messing it up.
Hey, all right, so let's talk some college football. What's your vibe right now from what you've been hearing with, you know, leagues like the Ivy League canceling fall sports, others going to strictly a conference schedule? What's your thinking right now?
Yeah, I think initially, you know, when you saw the Ivy League move back in the spring with their basketball tournament, everyone followed suit. I think initially you probably thought, all right, Ivy League's pushing football to the spring now. Maybe this is foreshadowing future events. I don't know that I see it quite that way. You know, as big as March Madness and basketball is, you know, I think when we got hit initially with the pandemic, a lot of people were scared. And I'm not saying there aren't people who are scared now, but I think we know more than we did then. We're closer to having a vaccine. We're closer at being able to have treatments. And so I think there's a thought that if we implement best practice strategies and protocols to keep kids safe, that we can actually get this done. And also we have other professional sports starting up and all that. So I do think they're going to try to play. I think the conference-only schedule is probably what we're going to see this year. I mean, Bob Bowlesby came out recently with the Big 12 and said, you know, it's too soon to tell for fall sports. And I think that's the way to go. Be patient. You know, there's all sorts of conflicting reports. I live in, you know, South Florida. Everyone's talked about the surge and uptick. If you read some of the news coming out of Orlando, you know, there's been different clinics that were reporting 100% positive rates on all these tests. And then come to find out some of them were actually in error. There's only 9% positive tests. So, you know, a lot of the reporting and things that are going on right now, I don't know that they're all necessarily accurate. Wow. And that's the tough thing is what's being reported and what's always ends up being the truth are two separate things. So I would preach patience, but I do think we're going to get college football this year. Some things may be a little bit pushed back or delayed, but unlike the NFL, you don't have to worry about trying to figure out a collective bargaining agreement and dealing with a union. You know, you're dealing with a bunch of student athletes that they have a waiver, and if they choose not to play, I don't necessarily know that any school is going to hold it against them.
The only thing that's going to screw them.
You're very positive.
Yeah, he's speaking what I like to hear. But the only thing that's going to screw these college kids is if the administrators just shut it down, you know, or if they just don't have kids on campus, you know what I mean, which is happening all over the country. That's scary.
This is what I love about this, though, right? So we have this conversation where we're like, well, they're student-athletes, and if the students aren't on campus, how can you have these student-athletes on campus? There's two reasons why I would literally pound the pavement for this. The first being, it's best for their own well-being. Look, a lot of these kids, and I would include myself, by the way, back when I was in school and coming back, if this pandemic was going on back then, I would have felt most safe at Notre Dame. I would have felt most safe being with their care of their trainers, their doctors, their nutritionists, their strength coach, everywhere else. Where else am I going to get that sort of care and be taken care of like that? I'm only going to find myself in trouble going back home and getting stir crazy and wanting to go out with my friends or in my, you know, boredom. So that's the first thing is I actually think that's the best environment for these student athletes. The second thing I'd argue is go look at some of these kids now. Some of them never step foot on campus anyway. Like, we're acting like online courses and all that are something that's new. And that, like, for example, if you look at the model out of Arizona State with Herm Edwards, some of those kids never step foot on campus. They literally take all their courses online, and they go through their day-to-day activities for football.
Shocker.
So that's becoming more and more common. And yet now we're saying, well, the students aren't on campus. Well, yes, student-athletes have been kind of dealing with a schedule for a long time. This isn't anything new for them, and the hypocrisy that comes with it, you know, it's actually a misnomer. Like, that's existed for a little while now.
Well, here's the other thing, and I don't know why more people aren't talking about it, Brady, and you would understand this. And I'm kind of shocked that the Ivy League and the Patriot League went to spring. So you're asking those kids to start camp whenever that would be, especially in the Ivy League, it's cold as balls. All right, they're going to start some sort of a camp in January or early February. Then they're going to play in March, April, and May. And then they're going to have essentially a month and a half off. And then you want them to come back and start practicing again in August and then play another season next fall. So you're going to ask these kids to play 30 games or so, you know, 25 games in a calendar year. There's no way the SEC is going to allow that. Just no way.
Well, no. And I think the other thing is you know, it throws a wrench into things for kids who are draft eligible. I mean, if you're Trevor Lawrence right now, is assumed to be the number one pick in next year's draft, you know, the quarterback at Clemson.
Yeah.
Are you really going to go play in what is to be an 8 or 9 game, you know, conference season with potentially no, you know, postseason national championship playoff or anything like that? Are you really going to risk going and doing that, putting yourself through that? If you're Greg Russo, the DN at Miami, then maybe the top DN taken or any of these other top prospects we're talking about. Travis Etienne, what the running back for Clemson.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked he came back in the first place, but is he going to potentially put himself at risk even as a running back to get hit as much as they do? Like, all those questions, it's like, no. And that's where it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to push it towards the spring because, to your point, I don't think that's in the best interest of the student-athlete. I think it's in the best interest of the business model. And so if we're going to have a debate about, you know, whether or not the timing of the fall or spring is better taking into account COVID, my response to you would be, well, you're probably going to be playing at both times without a vaccination. We're probably not going to have a vaccination by then. And if we do, is anyone going to want to take a vaccination that hasn't gone through your typical testing and the studies, et cetera, that need to be done, that usually takes 2 years, as opposed to rushing it to get it done. Like, I don't know about you. I have a hard time putting anything in my body that was rushed and pushed through the FDA in hopes of, you know, working against or based on some studies work against COVID-19. Like, that doesn't sound like a very safe approach to me.
Yeah. So if you were playing today at Notre Dame and they said, you know what, we're going to push our schedule to the spring. All right, so Brady, I want you to come back to camp in late January for 3 or 4 weeks, and then we're going to play a 3-month schedule, maybe play a bowl game or champion, whatever. And then I want you to get ready for the draft, or I want you to come back and play in the fall again with about a month off. Would you do that?
Man, it's a tough question to answer. You know, I came back for my senior year. I could have left after my junior year. So I guess based on, you know, my own history, I probably would have been dumb enough to come back and do that. I honestly don't know that that's the best business decision. You know, I'm not the smartest guy, but I love football and I love my teammates. I love my experience at Notre Dame. And, you know, a lot of the reasons why I wanted to come back had nothing to do about the future. It had to do about my senior year trying to win a national championship and all of those aspirations for us, working with Charlie Weiss another year, which I felt like was going to be beneficial. It would have been one thing if I would have came back and been like, I'm running a college offense, but I was running an NFL offense, so it was a little bit different. So, and I'm a quarterback, too. So that's the other thing is, you know, even though you're more at risk when you're out there in the pocket because you have a harder time protecting yourself, you know, you're still not a running back. You're not a, you know, someone else who's going to be literally in harm's way a lot more often. So I probably would have been dumb enough to come back and do it. And then also I would have taken into account where I was with my, you know, academics. You know, was I already on pace to graduate? How would that have worked? You know, that would have been another factor or consideration. But if I could play for a national championship, yeah, I think it would be slam dunk. If you were going to tell me that, yeah, I've got to play an 8 or 9 game conference only schedule, which for Notre Dame will probably be an ACC, you know, schedule, maybe it's a different conversation. You know, maybe you're looking at it a little bit different if there aren't those greater aspirations.
Talking to Brady Quinn, college football and NFL analyst, let's just assume that there is going to be an NFL season. How difficult will it be for any of these rookies, and some of them have a lot of expectations, whether it's a quarterback or other positions, to make an impact if they're not really going to have, you know, they're not going to have the traditional rookie camp and the mini camps leading up to it. They may not have a long training camp. They may not have preseason games. I got to believe for somebody like Tua, it's going to be hard to break through.
Yeah, I think it will be initially, and especially because if you think about the history of Ryan Fitzpatrick and Chan Gailey, their offensive coordinator now in Miami, you know, they've already, you know, Ryan's played in that system. He knows that system. So, you know, a lot of this for Tua is going to be new, and then he's dealing with a new offense and verbiage, and he's dealing with, you know, defenses that he hasn't seen before, which are much more complicated, while trying to get on the same page with a lot of guys he's throwing to. So, and that doesn't even take into account his rehab and where his hip's at and all those things. So I think he's probably got the biggest uphill battle as far as the rookies go because there's so many things that he's going to have to deal with. And they've got a guy there, too, that they can rely on. I mean, look, Ryan Fitzpatrick played some good football last year. He beat in a meaningful game New England in New England week 17. And so there's no reason to think that he shouldn't be the starter coming in the year and let, you know, Tua kind of sit and learn and wait until they feel like he's ready. Look, this is also going to be an opportunity, though, for a lot of these rookies, for the guys who want to come in and who are ready and who are, you know, self-motivated. You know, they're not the type of kids that you need to be coddled and you need to give direction to. You know, you find some of those guys who come in right away and have that sort of impact. I think it's going to highlight that, you know, very similar how it's going to highlight a lot of these veterans. You know, which guys love football, which guys are stand in shape and don't have to get ready, and which guys are going to be trying to get there to try to get ready for the season. And won't be coming back in shape. I mean, I think it'll be the same thing for the vets, too.
Brady, you probably heard Kelvin Harmon of the Skins tore his ACL. He's out for the year, tore it about a month ago.
Yeah.
All right, so the Skins they've got to have the youngest, most inexperienced core in the league. I'd be shocked if there was someone younger. If you were Ron Rivera, would you kick the tires on Antonio Brown?
Yeah, look, I think you've got to kick the tires and you've got to at least have the conversation about any player like that that has put up Hall of Fame numbers and has been successful in this league. Like, I think as an organization, regardless of the off-the-field stuff, Because, look, we've seen organizations and teams plenty of times, you know, take exceptions to players because they're so talented that they won't even factor in their character. So that's already been done before. But I do think so that kind of gives you the excuse to sign him if you want. But what I'm saying is I think it's important for them to at least have the conversation to evaluate whether or not they feel like it's a need. Because there's no doubt. I mean, he would jump on that team and next to Terry McLaurin, you know, he would be a heck of a player. And I'll be honest with you. I know AB a little bit off the field. This guy works as hard as anyone. Like, he really does love ball. Now, he's got some issues. And clearly we're seeing some of those play itself out.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's kind of one of those guys where he is a hell of a wide receiver and a hell of a worker. So, you know, with that comes some baggage. And you just got to decide as an organization, can you absorb it? And do you need it that bad? Are you that desperate where you're going to take the chance of doing it, knowing that, you know, you could have a helmet issue like you had with the Raiders. You could have an issue where, you know, there's an off-the-field incident where he ends up not playing for New England. You know, all those things are in play.
It's Brady Quinn. Thanks a lot for joining us. Of course, check out the Third and Goal Foundation, where they make homes handicap accessible for wounded veterans, which is a great cause. Thanks a lot, Brady.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
See you, bud.
Yeah, I mean, there would be a lot of landmines to deal with if the Redskins were to bring in Antonio Brown, but the production on the field is so tantalizing and the lack of weaponry on the outside, you know, but they want to see what Gandy Golden can do. I mean, I think, you know, Jason said that Cody Latimer, who had 26 catches last year for the Giants, is probably going to be the number two. I might just roll
Maybe
the dice
not.
With the rookie.
I don't know. I have no idea who's going to be number two. I was just throwing guys out there that are on the roster. It was,
yeah,
just,
and I did
lot,
throw it.
Not
I
a lot to choose from.
I did throw out Cam Sims earlier, but EB knocked that down too, which, you know, he kind of sold me on that. You're right. He didn't have any production.
Did nothing. I don't even think he did he's anything in college.
Right. He's all hype.
No.
He's all
he's
hype.
The previous
no, but
regimes
was,
guy.
He was also playing behind guys who are complete studs in the
he
NFL.
He made a couple silly catches okay. in Richmond, and everybody went nuts. That's what
at
happens
some point
every
a guy,
year.
At some point, a guy's got to have some production.
Yeah.
What, did he go back to his high school?
Hey, he's well, good enough to be on an NFL roster.
Yeah.
Listen, he looks like a freak. I understand why people are enamored. It just at some point, you got to produce.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Continue to get tweets from dog owners. Remember, you have until 5 p.m. to enter your dog for our Junkies Yappy Hour, which is Friday at 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on our Junkies Facebook page, the Yappy Hour.
But I don't
need
know
to
if
tweet
I should...
us at yeah. Junks Radio and use the hashtag Junkies Yappy Hour. So follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. You send us the picture of your dog, maybe a little story, and then
no story.
Well, maybe
picture.
A little background. Like,
well, that'll be for the interview portion.
Usually,
when we talk.
No, but usually people they send in their picture and they say, "Here's my dog Tiger,
right?
Who is a cocker spaniel."
Well, they'll right. say that, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like write, you know, a paragraph. I'm just
and then are all three of us or whoever's
we're all judging, yeah.
We're all judging 1 to 10 and just based on looks, obviously.
I guess. Looks and personality.
Total package, because EB wants the talent portion.
Well, if you have a talent, I mean, that I think that you could go over a little further, maybe.
It's not just a beauty contest.
I think it's a little of everything. Personality. Like, what if it's like got an awesome personality? I don't know if you could tell that.
What is Luca's best talent, Jason Bishop?
Her best talent?
Massive duties.
She's pretty good when she wants a treat. I mean, you can pretty much tell her to do a lot of things. Like, she'll do the bang. You know, you should say bang, and she lies down like she's dead.
Really? That's a thing?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not much else. I mean, what else can she do? I don't know.
You guys are kind of overhyping the talents of dogs.
Yeah, I mean, they can only do so much. So.
I don't know.
I think if a dog can go fetch, that's pretty freaking cool. I'm going to go
that's
fetch.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Eric, you didn't mention during your entertainment page that they did come to some sort of resolution with that Naya Rivera drowning. And they're saying that it wasn't a suicide, that maybe she was in the water with her son, saved the son, but just couldn't muster enough energy to get herself back into the pontoon boat.
Right. Yeah. So apparently there had been like 9 drownings in that body of water
since 1994.
In the last 20 years or something. Yeah. And so it's kind of a dangerous, you know, body of water there. And why do I feel like, had she had some issues, maybe some domestic violence or some alcohol issues before?
Yes, she did.
So that's why I think people were concerned maybe that it could have been a suicide thing or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just sounds like an awful, awful story. I can't imagine just jumping off a pontoon boat and then like being swept away or something. I can't even imagine that. But maybe the current is so strong underneath you can't even recognize. You know, I don't know.
Isn't that the second actor from that show that's died over the last couple of years? Wasn't there a young kid, young guy who died? I thought there was.
Glee has like a morbid history of their cast members or people close to the cast members dying or getting in trouble.
Yeah.
A guy from the cast was busted on child pornography charges, and he killed himself. That was the one before this.
Ooh.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
They had so many.
Like a lot of a production assistant died, a boyfriend of one of the cast members died.
That, did you mention that Corey Monteith or whatever?
Corey Monteith, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Monteith, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was like 7 years ago. I think that date just passed.
That was the 13th, year, or 2013, you're right.
You know, Eric, earlier you mentioned that you were the Corona King during our Junkie Shootout you had a bunch of coronavirus questions. I haven't heard you talk about the fire pit recently. I mean, it's been so hot. I got to believe you haven't used the fire pit.
I know. There have been a couple days where
I could.
It's
been like in the 90s every day. I go outside. I'm going to head out like right after the show. I walk about, I don't know, 5 or 6 blocks to Harris Teeter, and I'll pull the wagon. Isabella's in a wagon. Sometimes we go for walks, playground, and all that stuff. Today we're just going to go to Harris Teeter and back. I know that I'll be sweating my balls off in that little walk.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a few evenings, though, where it would be nice to do it, but it doesn't really cool down until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and then I'm too tired.
Right, it's not a good
bit. I like to start the fire like around 5 or 6, enjoy it for 4 or 5 hours, and then, you know, go inside around 10. I don't like to start one at 8:30. It just seems too late. But I have to work, you know. But I will say this. I'm glad you brought that up because I do have a deal with Offenbachers, where I am going to do a show from the patio and from the deck, but I'm just waiting on a few more furniture pieces to be delivered. And as soon as they do, it won't affect you guys at all, but I will broadcast from there and kind of highlight some of the furniture that you can get from Offenbachers. In fact, I just was going back and forth with Courtney, my sales rep, on that, trying to figure out when we're going to get this delivered because I'd like to do it. I'm looking forward to doing that show. I mean, summer's flying by. Here we are. We're in the middle of July already, Jason. You know. Are you going on vacation next week?
Yeah, I leave Saturday.
You leave Saturday, so you're going to be a bald head. I don't even know. I think that means I work the following week, and then I'm off a couple weeks. And so, you know, before you know it, September will be here. So
I'm jelly.
Glad you brought that up.
Back-to-back weeks off. So jelly about that.
I don't even really want it, but you got to take it sometime.
I mean, you can do it too.
I'd kind of like to spread it out. I figure if I take back-to-back weeks, you're blowing it all.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not going anywhere.
I know. Well, I'm going to the Outer Banks, although it looks like, half the family's not going to go because they're concerned about, you know, the COVID. My mm-hmm. mom's certainly not going to go. I have a nephew that has some issues. He's not going to go, so his whole family may not go. Well, we rented this big-ass house, and there's going to be about seven of us. I mean, you know, maybe 10 of us.
I just hope by Saturday or Sunday that there's not this huge spike in the state of North Carolina, because I don't want any real hardcore restrictions when I get down there. You know, I want to be able to go to the restaurants. I'm sure it'll be 50% capacity or whatever, but I want to be able to sit on the, you know, the decks of the restaurants.
I don't think North Carolina is one of the states that's pulled back.
Yeah.
You know,
well, hopefully that
like
stays
Texas
that way.
Texas and Arizona have pulled back. California pulled back.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't go to California. You can't go anywhere. You can't go in any bar. No restaurants.
I think Georgia maybe has some issues, and Atlanta has gone back to phase one.
It's just a nightmare.
It just depends, but I don't think North Carolina's there. I haven't checked.
Oh, North Carolina is going through a little hot spot, but the numbers are still all relatively low.
No, I mean, I don't think the governor
has pulled back. They might.
To close bars.
I hope not.
Maybe so.
I haven't heard that yet.
Let people do stuff outside. Yeah, let everything do outside. Open up all the windows and all that. You know, patio stuff. That should be totally fine. But, yeah, we'll see. See what happens here. I am encouraged. I was talking to CK about it just last night, actually, about another side issue. But, you know, the golf has been cruising, and I know it's a small niche sport, but
Tiger
it's
week.
Showing the way.
Tiger
it's
week.
Tiger week. Tiger tees off tomorrow.
By the way, speaking of Tiger, it's going to be very weird. He's won there five times, but obviously with crowds and galleries, and he kind of feeds off that. Feeds off the energy. It's going to be weird to see him play with nobody.
Weird. But I've gotten used to it. Like you said, I've gotten used to it. And it's going to be weird watching the NBA, but the NBA's coming back. The NHL's coming back. I think the NFL is going to come back, and I think they'll find a way to plow through it. I don't know about college football, though. College basketball, those are definitely in jeopardy.
Well, college basketball, you still have a little more time. But if I had to bet right now, I don't think college football's happening.
Correct.
Too much going on.
I think the big schools are going to find a way. The Power Five are going to find a way. But we'll see. They need to.
If every conference would play in the fall and just do conference only, that's fine. Every conference.
Yeah. I think we got a real shot at that. Right. I think we got a real shot at that.
More positive than I am.
All right. Final reminder. If you have a dog and you want to participate in the Yappy Hour, use the hashtag JunkiesYappyHour. Tweet us at Junks Radio. For EB, Bish, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.